Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year we'll be talking Daf, lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 72. Rav Yochanan says there were three crowns that adorned the appurtenances of the temple: the crown of the inner altar, the crown of the arkam, the crown of the table. The crown of the altar went to Aaron. He merited and took it because it's the crown of altar, represents the crown of priesthood given to Aaron and his descendants, the Kohanim. The crown of the table David merited and took it, referring to the opulence of royalty. The table's crown signifies the crown of royalty given to David and his offspring, the Yehudites, the people from Yehuda after Shaul, when it transferred over to David and Yehuda. And then the crown of the ark is still at rest. Anyone who wishes to come may come and take it, unless he states in fear to the crowns of the Torah, therefore states through me, kings will reign. Meaning, the crown of the ark represents the crown of Torah scholarship. The title of Torah scholar was not reserved for any specific individual or family. Whoever wishes to attain it through his own efforts is at liberty to do so. The Torah crowns kings. Kings become effective sovereigns by imbuing themselves with the Torah. Wisdom, the notes point out, Torah is thus greater than the kingship, for one who appoints a king is more exalted than a king himself. Since it's greater than kingship, it is surely greater than priesthood, and that a king takes precedence over a Kohen Gadol. Superiority of the Torah also can be seen over the priesthood from the verse in the Proverbs, "The Torah is more precious than pearls," an allusion to the pearls and the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. So you see the three crowns. We know that Pirkei also teaches us Keser Malchus, Keser Kohuna, and Keser, I'm missing one, Keser Torah and Keser Shem Tov Ola Gavim, that a good name is even better than all of them. But really, over here, the Gemara is talking about how the crown of Torah supersedes everything else. You want to have a good name. You want to have a good effect on the world. You want to have a good aspect. Real kingship, real royalty. We talk about this in the Loyalty of Royalty lecture on the lecture series. You want to talk about real royalty. You feel that with doing Torah, with doing mitzvahs, doing chesed, anyone can become the person to obtain the royalty crown through Torah. Anyone can become that Torah scholar on some minute, tiny level by being involved in Torah, being involved in mitzvahs. Make sure your days are full of chesed. Make sure your days are full of mitzvahs. Make sure your days are full of Torah learning. And you too can be that person that can acquire the crown of Torah, to acquire the crown of the kingship of Torah itself throughout all of your days. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 73 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.